Yes, Satan?
The totally unforeseen accident on the lunar surface has caused very serious repercussions here on Earth. Due to gravity disruption, there have been violent earthquakes in the United States, Yugoslavia, and southern France, with enormous damage to life and property. The International Lunar Commission holds out little hope for the rescue of the 311 men and women on Moon Base Alpha. The moon's acceleration away from Earth has put it beyond the reach of any...
Isaac Hayes is
off some log.
The last of the bounty hunters.
You gonna bring him out or do we have to go in and get him?
Pam Grier is the meanest chick in town.
You tell me who you want done and I'll do the hell out of it.
When they get it on, the action takes off.
Off some log.
With music by Isaac Hayes. With music by Willie Hutch, Isaac Hayes, and Pam Grier in
Off Some Log.
And together on one big show, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Dreams and homes and bats and bones, teenage monsters and haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's fight, better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Take a fresh rodent. Some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
It is the year 1999, on Moon Base Alpha. Preparations for a manned probe of the recently discovered planet Meta are almost complete. The new commander of Alpha, John Koenig, is getting some last-minute information from the head of the Space Commission, calling from Earth.
How do you like this, John? The first close-up shot of the planet Meta, taken from the unmanned Space Bearer 9, just in.
It has atmosphere.
Not only that, we're receiving signals loud and clear. The planet Meta could be supporting life as we know it. We must make a manned landing. Nothing must stop us, John. Nothing.
Our ninth man died this morning. One moment he's fine. The next he had lost all control. Look at this thermographic plate. A malignancy erupts, and there's immediate disorientation of the kind that's classic in radiation attacks.
I understand, Doctor. You've had 11 cases so far.
9 deaths.
But all 9 who died were workers in Nuclear Disposal Area 2. The 2 astronauts, with the same illness, never went near that site. It's inconsistent.
There's another inconsistency. There is no radiation in Area 2.
What about the backup crew? Are they medically clear to fly this mission?
They appear to be. But they've lived the same lives, been through the same training as the critically ill probe astronauts. I can't guarantee that they won't be affected. 3 days or 3 months out in deep space.
Dr. Russell, the 2 astronauts. Come quick.
Well, Doctor?
It's over. They're both gone.
That's the last thing I do. I'll find out why those two men died. Paul, I'm going to recheck the radiation levels of Area 2 myself. Get an eagle ready. I'll need two volunteers.
Yes, sir.
I want Area 2, Collins, not 1.
That's where we're going, Commander. We just use Area 1 as a turning point. Navigation beacon Delta. It's a landmark.
Area 1. This was the first nuclear waste area up here. Has it been used since I left Victor?
No, John, they've moved on to Area 2. This one hasn't been used for 5 years.
How's it holding up?
All right, according to reports. Constantly monitored, no radiation.
All right, Collins, let's move on to Area 2.
Landing at Area 2, Collins and Jackson go out on foot to check the radiation levels, while Koenig and Professor Bergman stay in the area monitoring depot.
Point 1, check complete. Radiation normal, no leakage. We're going on to point 48.
All right, Jackson.
Section by section, the two men check every part of Area 2.
Commander, point 48, check complete. Radiation normal. That's it, sir. All okay out here.
All right, Jackson. Thanks. Get out of there as fast as you can.
That seems to prove that the radiation can't hurt. They're within safe limits.
Whatever killed our men was not radiation.
Seems not.
Commander, I've got to get out of here.
All right, Collins. We're leaving soon.
No. Got to get out.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog? New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue. In a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below. While we go singing and swinging on the moon. On the moon, honey, far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite. While we go singing and swinging on the moon, swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon, sweet moon song, how high the moon, don't let that moon get away, blue moon. Velvet moon, no moon at all, moonlight in Vermont, oh you crazy moon, the moon was yellow, we're singing and swinging, we're singing and a swinging on the moon.
Collins suddenly goes berserk, but after a brief but fierce struggle, is overpowered. On returning to Alpha on the light side of the moon, Koenig asks for the flight records of the dead astronauts.
I checked the flight record as you asked, Commander. Listen to this. There's a 2-minute blank out on the flight recorder over Navigation Beacon Delta, Area 1.
That's where Collins took us on our way to Area 2. Does he always fly that route?
5 or 6 times a week.
And the probe astronauts?
Made their training flights to the dark side of the moon in that general area regularly.
Commander?
Yes, Sandra?
There's a steep rise in heat level, disposal area 1. All indications show that the radiation level is normal, but the heat continues to rise.
Heat without radiation, without atomic activity. Put area 1 on the screen, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. Lightning, surface fires. Victor, any ideas?
As a matter of fact, yes, John. I've been looking at this monitoring device from the old Area 1. It was used to record the magnetic output of the artificial gravity system out there. When the area was closed down, it had nothing to record. But now, look at it.
A 20-fold increase in the magnetic field.
We've been obsessed with radiation. Wrong. What we are facing is a new effect. Magnetic energy outputs of unprecedented violence, arising from the atomic waste deposited on the dark side of the moon over the years.
Magnetic energy responsible for the flare-up that's Area 1.
Magnetic energy causing brain damage and bringing death to 11 men.
A tremendous magnetic surge.
It could trigger an atomic explosion. Paul, contact Commissioner Simmons on Earth. Emergency code Alpha 1.
Yes, sir.
You were right, Doctor. It was radiation.
Magnetic radiation.
And now we're sitting on the biggest bomb man ever made.
First 6 Eagles are moving into the area now, Commander.
All right, Paul. Let's see it on the screen. Uma, I want central computer updated with everything possible. Constantly. Tell the others to increase altitude.
Right. Main mission to all Eagles. Increase altitude. Levels seem to be holding. If only they can...
Commander! It's going up!
Paul, abort the mission.
Main mission to all Eagles. Return to base immediately. Repeat. Return to base immediately.
Suddenly, all aboard Alpha Moon Base are hurled to the floor and held there as though pinned down by a huge, invisible hand.
Can't move!
G-forces! We're moving! The moon is moving!
Alpha, can you hear me? This is Carter, Eagle One. Do you copy? Alpha, I'm not receiving. Maybe you're receiving me. The moon is going out of orbit.
Attention, all sections. Alpha, this is Commander John Koenig. As you know, the moon has been blasted out of orbit, and we have been completely cut off from Earth. We have power, environment, and therefore the possibility of survival. If we should try to return to Earth without full resources, I believe we would fail. Therefore, it is my judgment we do not try. Paul, scan all frequencies for any signal from any planet. Paul, there's a picture coming in. There, hold that.
It's the planet Meta.
Meta. Maybe that's where our future lies. September 13th, 1999. Meta signals increasing. Yes, maybe there.
Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off. Somebody carrying a handgun and blowing my head off.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!